All right. Now I'll call the meeting to order, and we have all the commissioners, and our first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the August 21 meeting, and I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Jug, I'll second the motion.
Any discussion regarding those minutes? All right, then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote aye.
Okay. Next up, we do have some loans for this meeting. Four loans that total... Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying they've been approved for public purpose by the Justice Department.
Thank you. And they are about $4.26 million. And I'll make a motion to approve them.
Doug, I'll second the motion.
Okay, then we can open it up for discussion. Is there any discussion regarding the loans?
I'll just briefly ask a question. I think you guys saw the response I got back from Jonathan about the Menasha loan, and I just was wondering if in the past, if Jonathan could speak to whether or not there was like a cap on ever for one municipality. Looking back from a historical, and Doug might know more about this, just it looks like at some point in the past, like any loan over $5 million or $10 million, there was like an extra vote or extra review or something. I'm just wondering because Menasha seems to be our largest, if not our largest, one of our largest borrowers, and they seem to have a lot of money loaned, even though I think they're only 19,000 people. They're a pretty small community, so I don't know if Jonathan has any points on that.
Yeah. I'll ask Tom describe the history. I would say they're at about 52% to 53% of legal borrowing limits. That's down from around 85% when we first started working with them. They've been pretty aggressively reducing their indebtedness and improving their position. Moody's just upgraded their evaluation, their rating for Menasha to Baa2, which is a notch below A-rated. So they're deemed a safe investment. Now, as to your question about history, I think Tom would have to answer that one.
Years ago, when the cash position of BCPL was much tighter, the board actually put limits on how much any particular community could borrow, and those limits had actually dropped as low as at one point down to, I believe, $500,000 because cash was so tight. So those limits were put in largely because of the fact that of the cash position of BCPL.
Okay.
I remember the history, and they made a bad investment years ago, and they're digging the way out of it, but I think it's our obligation to help them do that when the local government approves these projects, and I guess they're doing something worthwhile at the moment, probably.
I think it might just be something for future discussion, only in that I think Jonathan said they're down from where they were, but it's just an odd scenario, and I was at that study committee, and, one municipality, if this loan goes through, will be, I think, 6.6% of our total loan portfolio. So they're not 10%, but, almost 7%. And, I mean, there's 19,000 people in Menasha, and I think the state's, just under 6 million. So I'm sure they're well under 1% of the population. So it just seems like something to consider in the future. I don't know.
Well, the great thing for us is that we won't ever have the municipality default because we intercept their state aids if they did. So it's safe for us. I think that we would want to be careful about getting involved in any reckless schemes. But for the most part, though, we're just the bank, and I kind of am like the U.S. Marshal in The Fugitive with Tommy Lee Jones. As long as it's a proper public purpose, it's up to that municipality to decide whether they want to borrow more money and do this, because we're going to get paid.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it's no different. I think, I mean, this loan itself isn't huge, $4 million, compared to some of the other ones. My only point was, I mean, obviously, if they could go higher, you know, I think they're at 5%, they're half of what they could go to, so in theory they could take out, let's say, another 35, 40 million. I mean, that would be a huge, you know, section of our portfolio. And I think there was a reason at some point, I think Tom spoke to the fact that it was, you know, they were cash tight maybe in the past, but I think it's just in thinking of it as well, whether or not we'd ever want one borrower to have all that, you know, percentage of our loan value as well. So, so I mean, so like a school district,
yeah.
Can they go to 10%?
Yes.
So, I mean, if you took a large school district like, you know, West Dallas or something, they could borrow $300 million, let's say. Well, obviously, we wouldn't want to necessarily put a, you know, a third of our portfolio in one school district. So nothing specifically today. I was interested in the thought of it.
Matt, it may be useful to learn to know the history. Menasha, along with Nisida and what was the other community?
Endeavor.
Endeavor purchased a...
No, they're separate projects.
I'm sorry. Menasha purchased the electric utility.
Yep.
Actually, at that time, it was a steam plant. And their plan was to sell steam to the paper company and then generate income. That did not work out. It was a previous administration. And at the point that BCPL got involved with them, they had had some bond anticipation notes coming due and were in danger of default entirely. Well, had they defaulted, like those school districts that had some problems in, where was that area? West Central, in South Central Wisconsin.
Waukesha.
Yeah. Waukesha, Kenosha.
West Milwaukee.
It adversely affected all the interest rates of the entire region and the school districts of the state for some significant period of time. I could make an argument and probably document within a reasonable range our intercession with Menasha saved the taxpayers of Wisconsin $40 or so million a year for maybe more than a decade if only it went up just a notch, you know, less than a percent. So this was a good intercession, and they're on a track to pay us back. They're scheduled to pay $4.6 million net back next year in principal, and they're definitely on the trajectory of getting out of debt, which is a good thing. So I don't anticipate we're going to be loaning them more money, or if we are, they're going to be paying it back faster than receiving it from us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I started to say with the Tommy Lee Jones reference, but in the end, I don't care. It's up to them. It's not our job to decide to gauge which is the right decision for the municipality, and we're going to get our money. And there's nothing reckless about this. There wasn't anything reckless about the power plant thing. It was just that's how sometimes investments don't go well. So all right. So anyway, then I'll call. If there's any other discussion, go ahead. Otherwise, I'll call for the vote.
No more discussion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Brad. I vote no.
Okay. Then I think the next thing we have is the executive secretary's report, and looking at what you included with the materials, it doesn't look like there's much to report this time.
Yeah, nothing. Pretty quiet Labor Day weekend. Yeah, not much going on since the last meeting. I'll promise to fill it up with a bunch of goodies next time.
All right. Okay, then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
So I'll second it.
All in favor. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great week. Bye. Oh, I like